MTB Cast.
Hey, MTB Cast. This is Eddie O'Day calling in from Tamichi Creek Trading Post in Sargent, Colorado. About to go, got some breakfast, some coffee, and I'm going to push on here in just a minute, but thought I'd check in. Yesterday, leaving Breckenridge, and the climb over Boreas Pass wasn't as bad as I thought it would be. Apparently, I'm getting acclimated now to the altitudes, so just kind of cruised up it. A little navigational challenges, missed the single track over the top, had to climb back up and hit it, and then a couple of questions on the way down. But anyways, eventually found my way down. But as we got, I was riding with Carl from Sweden yesterday at this point. As we hit in towards Como, outside of Como, the winds just were straight in our face. So we're kind of working to go downhill. And on paper, I think it was supposed to be downhill all the way to Hartzell, but that didn't really work out that way. It was definitely some rollers and not big climbs, but some climbs in there. But the wind was just straight in my face all the way down there. And then stopped for lunch in Hartzell, and again, just headwinds all the way over until got a little bit higher up outside of Salida, and then. Coming into Salida, the winds were crazy again, working to go downhill. And it was 95 miles of hard work. And then quick dinner in Salida at a grocery store stop. Pushed on. Those crazy winds were finally helpful. Leaving Salida, I had a really nice tailwind. And as the sun was going down, of course, that diminished greatly as the sun went down, which ended up being a good thing. It had been really cold with that kind of wind. It was like a good 20 miles an hour. I just started climbing up the pass last night, got up to the top around a little after 12, put on everything I own and started descending. Probably only made it about 5 or 6, 7 miles before it was just too cold to keep going. And I saw clearing, pulled off and set up a tent. And slept up there. Unfortunately, I overslept by about an hour and a half, and then just rolled down here. So, like I said, had a good breakfast, getting some coffee, and I'm going to push on here in just 5 or 10 minutes. Try to get out here before Carl comes and sees me. And I know Ty Eubanger's just behind me. There's a couple guys, maybe 20, 30 miles out ahead of me that I wouldn't mind trying to catch up to as well. We'll just see how all that goes. I'd like to get over towards close to Platoro tonight, if not camp outside of it and hit it up. And then it looks like there's a couple of big stretches without services and water. Once we get into New Mexico, I do have another Infinite Nutrition library in Abiquiu, so try to time that right, because I think it's going to be really necessary for those long sections to have some good nutrition. So that's the plan. It's funny, I was just telling somebody, I was thinking it was day 13, and then I pulled up track leaders to verify that, and I'm 2 days off. So that's life out here. I'm not going on anymore, just trying to plug away and keep moving. So that's my update. Otherwise, feeling pretty good. Would love to be covering more miles, but it just doesn't seem to work out. So I'll keep chipping at it. So I'll update soon. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, this is Eddie O'Day. Still in Sargent's, and I just wanted to give a quick update to those that were following me that there is a detour just south of the New Mexico-Colorado border. I don't know that track leaders will reflect that or not. So all those following ups, myself and others, don't freak out if you see us going 20-30 miles off route. Should be to the east of the route that, or the original route, except if it's not reflected on track leaders. There's some sort of forest fire going on there, so we got to try to get around that. I'm actually still in Sargent's because I got access to a laptop here where I could upload that GPS file So I'm not just kind of guessing my way out there. So just about done with that. I'm going to get on the road as soon as I can. Thanks a lot. Take care, folks.